Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narratries podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Rage is a work of contemporary political journalism by Bob Woodward, focused on Donald Trump and the final year of his presidency before the 2020 election. The book extends the reporting Woodward began in fear, but its distinguishing feature is direct access. Trump participated in 17 on-the-record interviews over several months, giving Woodward unusual material for examining presidential thinking under pressure. The book centers on overlapping crises, especially COVID-19, economic disruption, racial unrest after the killing of George Floyd, impeachment aftermath, and national security tensions. Woodward presents the administration through documented conversations, interviews with officials, and behind-the-scenes accounts rather than through policy theory alone. Its purpose is not simply to narrate events, but to assess how leadership habits, personal instincts, loyalty demands, and communication style shape decisions with national consequences. Rage belongs to the tradition of inside the White House reporting, while also functioning as an early historical record of a volatile period in American governance. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, direct presidential interviews make the book an unusually close study of Trump under pressure. The central feature of Rage is Woodward gaining repeated direct access to Donald Trump, while the presidency was confronting several escalating crises. Unlike many accounts of the administration that rely primarily on anonymous aides or retrospective interpretation, this book uses extensive on-the-record interviews to show Trump explaining himself in real time. That access gives the book a distinctive analytical value because it exposes not only decisions but the reasoning, confidence, deflection, and self-presentation behind them. Woodward does not treat the interviews as isolated revelations. He places them beside accounts from advisors, intelligence officials, public statements, and unfolding events. This structure allows readers to compare how Trump described his own leadership with how his administration functioned around him. The result is a portrait of a president who often framed events through personal combat, public image, and instinctive certainty. The book is therefore less a conventional biography than a study of presidential temperament under stress. Using direct speech and contemporaneous reporting to evaluate how private awareness and public messaging diverged. Secondly, COVID-19 becomes the book's clearest test of truth. Risk and presidential responsibility, Rage is most widely associated with its reporting on the early stages of the COVID-19 pandemic. Woodward emphasizes that Trump was warned in January 2020 that the virus could become a grave national security threat, while the president later publicly minimized the danger. The importance of this section is not only the chronology of warnings, but the ethical and institutional problem it raises. A president has access to classified intelligence, expert briefings, and national communication channels, so public framing can influence behavior across government, markets, and households. Woodward presents the pandemic response as a leadership test involving candor, coordination, and respect for expertise. The book argues through evidence that Trump understood more about the severity of the virus than he publicly conveyed. This contrast between private knowledge and public reassurance is central to Woodward's critique, but it suggests that crisis leadership is damaged when political messaging takes priority over transparent risk communication, especially when delay or confusion can affect public health outcomes. Thirdly, the administration is portrayed as shaped by loyalty demands and resistance to institutional constraint. A recurring theme in Rage is the tension between presidential impulse and the stabilizing role of institutions. Cabinet members, military officials, and intelligence professionals often had to navigate Trump's preference for personal loyalty and direct control. This matters because presidential power depends not only on formal authority, but also on how a leader processes advice, tolerates disagreement, and respects expertise. The book shows a governing environment where policy discussions could be disrupted by personal grievance, media reaction, or sudden public statements. Tweets and off-the-cuff remarks are not treated as superficial style. They are part of the governing mechanism because they could redirect attention, pressure subordinates, or complicate foreign and domestic policy. Woodward connects the habits visible in 2020 to patterns from the first 3 years of the administration. The implication is that crisis decisions did not emerge from nowhere. They reflected a broader operating culture in which loyalty, image management, and improvisation often competed with process, planning, and institutional knowledge. Fourthly, personal diplomacy with Kim Jong Un highlights the risks of leader-to-leader foreign policy. Rage devotes significant attention to national security and foreign policy, especially Trump's engagement with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Woodward obtained access to a set of personal letters exchanged between the two leaders, making this part of the book unusually concrete. The letters matter because they reveal how Trump valued personal rapport as a tool of diplomacy, particularly in a nuclear security context where symbolism, flattery, and perceived trust can carry strategic consequences. Woodward does not present this relationship simply as theatrical. He uses it to examine the limits of a highly personalized foreign policy. When negotiations depend heavily on the chemistry between leaders, traditional diplomatic processes, expert verification, and alliance coordination can become secondary. The book places this against broader concerns among national security officials about unpredictability and message discipline. The North Korea material, therefore, illustrates a wider argument about Trump's governing style. He often believed his personal instincts could overcome structural problems. Woodward shows both the attraction and danger of that approach when the stakes include nuclear weapons and regional stability. Lastly, the book frames 220 as a convergence of pandemic, racial unrest, economic shock, and political survival. Although COVID-19 dominates public memory of rage, the book is broader than a pandemic chronicle. Woodward situates the virus alongside economic collapse, racial unrest after George Floyd, the impeachment aftermath, and the approaching 2020 election. This convergence is important because it shows how crises can compound one another and expose the habits of an administration more sharply than ordinary governance does. Economic anxiety intensified the political pressure around reopening. Protests over policing and racial justice tested the presidency's capacity for national cohesion. Impeachment and election politics affected the atmosphere of suspicion and loyalty inside government. Woodward presents these events not as disconnected episodes, but as overlapping pressures that revealed Trump's governing instincts. The title points to more than public anger. It captures an era of institutional strain, partisan hostility, and presidential confrontation. By organizing the book around this compressed period, Woodward makes 2020 a stress test for Democratic leadership, showing how communication, credibility, and administrative discipline become decisive when multiple emergencies occur at once. In conclusion, Rage is best suited for readers interested in American presidential power, crisis leadership, political journalism, and the Trump administration. It is especially useful for voters, historians, students of government, journalists, and readers who want a documented account of how private presidential conversations compared with public messaging during 2020. The book offers practical and intellectual benefits by showing how leadership style affects institutional performance, how public communication can shape crisis response, and why access to reliable information matters in democratic accountability. Readers should approach it as an investigative account rather than a neutral policy manual. Woodward's selection of material and narrative emphasis clearly build a critical assessment of Trump leadership. What makes Rage stand out from many books about the Trump years is its combination of direct presidential interviews, contemporaneous crisis reporting, and documentary details such as the Kim Jong-un correspondence. Many political books interpret events from outside the room or after the fact. Rage is distinctive because it captures the president speaking at length during the events themselves, while Woodward places those statements against warnings, decisions, and consequences. For readers comparing books in the same category, its main value is not ideological novelty but evidentiary proximity. It provides a concentrated record of how one presidency responded when pandemic, social unrest, economic danger, and electoral pressure arrived together. If you would like to support Bob Woodward, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.